From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Negotiators at the climate conference in Paris have released the final draft of an ambitious plan to slow global warming. The proposal follows almost 2 weeks of strenuous negotiations. The text released early Saturday still must receive final approval from the delegates of more than 190 nations gathered at the conference, but diplomats expect that to come as early as later in the afternoon. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius spoke through a translator.
In this room, you are going to be deciding upon a historic agreement. The world is holding its breath.
Fabius also said the text would be legally binding and sets five-year reviews of national plans for curbing global warming. He also said it would include at least $100 billion in annual climate change financing for developing countries. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon hailed the proposal.
Solutions to climate change are on the table. They are ours for the taking now. Let us have the courage to grasp them.
In other news, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to Moscow Tuesday for talks on keeping the Syrian peace process on track. Ahead of the trip, the United States said it cannot confirm Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that Russia is now supporting a Western-backed Syrian opposition group engaged in a joint operation with the Syrian army against the Islamic State. On Friday, Putin downplayed U.S. beliefs about Russia's airstrikes in Syria, instead saying Moscow provided air cover to the Free Syrian Army. This is VOA News. Iraq is asking the U.N. Security Council to demand Turkey immediately and unconditionally pull its troops out of northern Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi appealed to the Security Council on Friday. He said Turkey has been given a time limit to withdraw its troops and not close the door to dialogue. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, sent more troops into Iraq last week, saying the additional soldiers are needed to protect the trainers from Islamic State terrorists. Women in Saudi Arabia are voting for the first time in municipal elections that will also feature the country's first women candidates for local council seats. Men and women began entering segregated polling stations across the country beginning at 8 o'clock local time Saturday when voting officially got underway. Spain's government says an attack in a diplomatic area of the Afghan capital that killed at least six people, including two Spanish policemen, was an attack on Spain. The Taliban claim responsibility for the car bombing and gunfire that began Friday and continued into Saturday before security forces killed all of the assailants. At least four Afghan policemen died in the attack, which took place near the Spanish embassy in Kabul. Several other people were wounded. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports it treated several victims for injuries. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA a guest house was the target because he says it was being used for military activities and intelligence sharing. At least 20 bodies were found on the streets of Burundi's capital Saturday, a day after gunmen launched coordinated attacks on three military bases in the capital. The bodies were found in Bujumbura's Nyakabiga neighborhood. It was not immediately clear who killed the people. One eyewitness told the Associated Press some of the victims had their hands tied behind their backs. U.S. President Barack Obama says he knows Americans are asking what they can do in the wake of the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino. In his weekly address, the president said Saturday, one of the most important things we can do is to stay true to who we are as Americans.
Across the country, dedicated public servants are on the job, and more will be returning to work this week. Faith communities have come together in fellowship and prayer. Families line the streets for the annual Children's Christmas Parade because we can't let terrorists change how we live our lives.
Mr. Obama urged Americans to reject bigotry in all of its forms, saying prejudice and discrimination help the Islamic State group and undermine our national security. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.